This is a psychiatric evaluation. Patient name is Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Last name is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. His date of birth is 6-20-1960. Referred by Dr. Alsaadi, A-L-S-A-A-D-I. Date is 1-24-2013. Examiner H. Singh, M.D. Chief complaints. New referral to me, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of depression. Next paragraph. Mr. President Illness, I reviewed patient's chart. Patient has been evaluated by PA and a psychologist from our service. He has been a resident of this facility since 9/21/2012. Patient has a diagnosis of cerebral palsy. His mother also lives in this home. Staff reports patient has been talking about wanting to live independently. Social worker is exploring the options for his living situation. Patient admits to some feelings of depression, helplessness, and relates that to being here. And relates that to being here, he denied any feelings of hopelessness, suicidal ideation, no paranoia, delusions. Patient has speech impediment, and his speech is dysarthric, and at times it's difficult to be understood. However, he's able to make his needs known. He denied any complaints of insomnia, loss of appetite. However, has had poor appetite at times. Past medical history, per chart, history of infantile cerebral palsy. Psychiatric history, known history of depression, psychosis. Drug, alcohol history, not known. Family social history. Patient is single. He's never married. He has two brothers and two sisters. He reports that his brothers are in trouble and they don't hear much from them. Patient's two sisters. Responsible parties, and as mentioned, patient's mother is also a resident here. Current medications, Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol, PRN, Ibuprofen, PRN. Next paragraph, mental status examination. A physical appearance, appropriately dressed, wearing a cowboy hat, motor movements. Patient does seem to have some dystonic movements, demeanor, cooperative, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, place, speech, dysarthric, mood, mildly depressed, thought content, talks about wanting to live independently, suicidal, homicidal ideation, non-delusions, non-hallucinations, non-insight judgment. Fair memory cognition, grossly intact. Diagnostic impression adjustment disorder with depressed mood 309.0. Access 2. Deferred access 3, cerebral palsy. Access 4, adjustment of living in the nursing home. Access 5, GAF is 45. Discussion of the recommendations. Patient does not seem to show any evidence of major depression or psychosis, and does not see the need for any antidepressants. Social worker needs to explore with family regarding any realistic.
Vicky can eat anything, and he won't share. Oh wow! I take
living options for the patient.
What is those?
They
notify our service for any persistent changes in mood behaviors.
So you won't
go.
That's one she ordered,
Psychiatric consultant, HSing MD date, clinical consultant, HSing MD date 1/24/2013.